This is the Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Indian Armed Forces have carried out precision strike on Pakistan military targets, including technical infrastructure, command and control center, radar sites and weapon storage areas in retaliation to Islamabad's skeletary and provocative actions. India targeted Rafiki, Murid, Chakla, Rahimyar Khan, among others, using air-launched weapons from Indian fighter aircraft. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh elaborated the details of the actions taken by the armed forces. She informed that the Pakistan Army has been observed moving its troops towards forward areas, indicating an offensive intent to further escalate the situation. She asserted that Indian armed forces are in a state of operational readiness and all hostile actions have been effectively countered. Wing Commander Vyomika Singh added that the Indian Armed Forces carried out precision attack only at identified military targets in response to Pakistan action.
Pak military has been observed to be moving their troops into forward areas, indicating offensive intent to further escalate the situation. Indian Armed Forces remain in a high state of operational readiness. All hostile actions have been effectively countered and responded appropriately. Indian Armed Forces reiterate their commitment to non-escalation, provided it is reciprocated by the Pakistan military.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a meeting with the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and three services chiefs. NSA Ajit Doval also attended the meeting. The meeting took place at his residence in the national capital amid India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. Five terrorists of Jaish-e-Mohammed and Laskar-e-Taiba were killed in Pakistan after India launched Operation Sindoor. Sources said these terrorists are Mudassar Qadian Khas alias Abu Jindal, Hafiz Muhammad Jamil, who was the eldest brother-in-law of Maulana Masood Azhar, Muhammad Yusuf Azhar, Khalid alias Abu Akasa, and Muhammad Hassan Khan. These terrorists were neutralized on 7th of this month during the operation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio this morning amid tensions between India and Pakistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India's approach has always been measured and responsible and remains so. The statement issued by the U.S. Department of State, quoting a spokesperson, Tammy Bruce, said Secretary Rubio emphasized that both sides need to identify methods to de-escalate and re-establish direct communication to avoid miscalculation. He further proposed U.S. support in facilitating productive discussions to avert future disputes. India's all-out attack to counter Pakistan's aggression has left the terror spawning Pakistan's anxious. As a result, Pakistan is now resorting to a vindictive disinformation campaign in the digital space. From posting fake videos to morphed images on social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempt to mislead the media, distort the global narrative and manipulate public perception. The government has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from using civil defense air raid sirens sounds in their programs other than community awareness drives. The Ministry of Home Affairs in its statement said that the routine use of sirens may likely reduce the sensitivity of civilians towards the air and sirens, and civilians may misunderstand it as a routine matter during the actual air raids. The Airports Authority of India has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all civil flight operations till the 15th of this month. The affected airports include Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. Additionally, 25 segments of air traffic services, routes within the Delhi and Mumbai flight information regions will also be closed during this period. Airlines have been advised to plan alternate routings to minimize disruptions. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for a 30-day unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, warning that violations can trigger new sanctions. In a social media post, President Trump said talks with the two countries continued. He said if the ceasefire is not respected, the U.S. and its partners will impose further sanctions. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.